to me, like for 20 years, just hearing about the concept of hepatic resection in Mets has always been so counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. And yet the more I've been listening to you all talk about it, the more sense it makes, or at least empirically. What are the long-term outcomes after this kind of approach?
Well, the best outcomes come from the folks at Hospital Broussais in France, René Adam and his colleagues, and from big places like Sloan Kettering, where when Yumin Fong reported his results in the Annals of Surgery back in the late 1900s with 1,001 cases, in patients who had low CEAs, long intervals between primary diagnosis and recurrence, a single lesion and a small lesion, the cure rates were 60%. In patients with 3 to 5, you were still curing patients.
So I guess it also, when you have a patient in front of you, there are a lot of things you're taking into consideration.
Right.
So in the case that I just described, patients had adjuvant therapy and has had this recurrence 2.5 years later, says to you, what's the chance this is going to cure me?
I think the Fong prognostic index is a useful tool for looking at that, and you can quantify it by using the tables in his publication. Remind me again how many lesions this guy has?
2 lesions.
2 small lesions in a patient who's got no other disease. I think that there's at least a 30% chance of cure, and that justifies an aggressive approach.
Now, you mentioned you use post-op pseudo-adjuvant therapy,
right,
or NED therapy in this patient. Would you include bevacizumab?
I did in my CEO, but I did that because he requested it. Standardly, I probably would not.
I wonder what people are doing across the country. I don't know if we've asked that in our patterns of care studies, because, I mean, it is, I guess it depends how you look at it. Certainly, bevacizumab would be used in most patients who have metastatic disease,
right,
first line.
Well, my guess is that bevacizumab is being used beyond its indications throughout the U.S.
Although, you know, we had this poster at this meeting, the GI and Symposium, looking at different scenarios, and we actually found that docs are telling us that even with somebody with 15 positive nodes, A, they would not use bevacizumab, and B, even if they were in that situation, most of them wouldn't want it. So I don't think much is being used in the adjuvant setting, do you?
I'm certainly seeing it.
Really?
In patients that I'm seeing as second opinions.
Hmm.